12:35 in Beaver Dam. You are listening to Community Comment. Here's our host, Kevin Haugen.
Well, thank you very much, and good afternoon. Welcome into today's Community Comment. Again, I'm your host, Kevin Haugen. It is my pleasure to welcome into the Daily Dodge TV studio this afternoon. With us here on the program this afternoon is a candidate running for the seat on the Beaver Dam School Board. Joining me here this afternoon is Steve Rajeski. Steve, thank you so much for joining us today on Community Comment.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Kevin.
And so Steve Rajeski, our guest today, running in the Beaver Dam School Board race. In that race, there is a total of three seats open. Four individuals are running. On tomorrow's program, we'll be joined by an incumbent in this race, Isaac Dornfeld. We also did reach out to the two other incumbents that are rerunning in this race, Chad Prevey and Mary Koontz, to join us here on Community Comment. We did not get a response from either one of them. Hopefully, maybe we can get something on the schedule here before the April 1st election. But as we sit here today, we just have Steve Rajeski and Isaac Dornfeld here scheduled today and tomorrow on Community Comment this afternoon, talking about the contested school board race here in advance of the April 1st election here in the city of Beaver Dam. And Steve, I like to start off our conversations with candidates on our program to give them the opportunity to talk a little bit about themselves, just sort of give the community here an opportunity to hear what you're about and your interests and, you know, what your service organizations are you involved with, where do you work, you know, what's your home life look like. However much or not willing you're wanting to share, it's up to you. But Steve, I turn the mic over to you. Tell us about Steve Rajeski.
Hi, thanks, Kevin. So I've been here in Beaver Dam since 2014. Both of my daughters went to Wilson Grade School and the middle school and the high school, and one of my daughters attended a technical college in Moraine Park, and you know, she did. She's into stainless welding today, and is doing pretty well at that. And you know, so I'm a parent, I'm a citizen, I'm a community member, and you know, just care about what's going on in my community, and a taxpayer. I'm a member of Beaver Dam Harvest Church, and involved there, and you know, kind of an active member there, and certainly try to help people in our community. For my job, I do a lot of training for people in industry and our education system. I've probably done training for over 1,000 people already this year, and have a passion for education. I'm in it all the time. I taught a lab at a short course at UW-Madison in January. So I'm still very involved with education. I've been involved with the school board since my kids were in school here, and I've just kind of continued that and trying to take more and more of my responsibility as a citizen within Beaver Dam and the state of Wisconsin, and you know, just being more and more involved in that now that I'm not running kids to every school function. Sure, and yeah. Sports, and you know, I was very involved with my kids here when they were in sports, and served on the board of directors at the ice rink at the family center when my daughter was ice skating. And for all the parents that were in cross country, you know, certainly heard my voice out on the out on the cross country field, and you know, whether that's going to wrestling matches or basketball games here in town, you know, I'm not afraid to cheer on the kids in Beaver Dam, and right. I think that's something that I really enjoy, and it's always just been a part of my who I am. Yeah. So
you touched a little bit on this here just in your answer, Steve, talking about your passion for education is something that is near and dear to your heart. Man, this maybe is a part of this next question that I will, your answer to this next question I have for you, and that is, why are you running for the school board? You have ran in the past a couple of times. I believe you mentioned this is your third.
This is my third time.
Third time running for a school board. So you mentioned you clearly do have a passion for education, but in this instance here, in this election, why did you put your hat into the ring here to run for the school board?
Well, I've, as a parent, looking at, you know, where the education that my kids were getting. You know, obviously I showed up at a lot of board meetings and spoke during the community comments there to try to voice some of my concerns as a parent, and have done so since my kids have graduated. But I think one of the main reasons that I look at it is just because I care. Like, I see the education, I look at the DPI statistics, I'm involved with the community, I hear some of the complaints of the parents, I hear some of the complaints of the students, I hear the complaints of the teachers and admin over the different times that I've run. And there's a lot of areas of our education system that we could improve on, and we should improve on. Prairie View is consistently one of our top grade school in terms of the results. And even there in the 2022 school year, we still had 26.7% of our kids were below basic or basic in math. And we had 39.4% were basic or below in reading. And then last year, of course, as a lot of people have come to understand, the standards were lowered on the DPI standards. And so the disclaimer on their website is that you can't compare last year's results with any of the previous years. And I looked back over the history of Beaver Dam since 2009, 2010 on the DPI website, because I've heard different analyses of the data. And the trend hasn't been good. You could go back to 2010 and look. I don't remember the numbers offhand, but the proficiencies, the kids that were below basic or basic level in math and reading have been sort of stagnant. And I know some of the people asking me, why am I running? I think I bring some new blood. I bring some new energy. I bring some new ideas. I think I care, and I'm pretty good at working with people. I've had a lot of experience as a manager in cheese plants, is where most of my management skills are, in factories, and working with people, building teams, growing teams, doing recognition, being on recognition committees, handling budgets. And so some of those things, just looking at how we spend money in Beaver Dam as a taxpayer and as a person who's gone out to interact with the public and ask for their opinions of what they think, I can tell you there's a lot of taxpayers in here in Beaver Dam that are concerned. They're concerned about how we spend money. They want more frugality. They want better results for the money that is being spent. And I think I can contribute in a positive way to all of those things with my life experience and, having to handle million-dollar budgets and departments with hundreds of people in them. So I think I'm a good fit for our school board.
Yeah, and dove into a little bit here already, and maybe there's room to expand, maybe not, but just what are some particular experiences or skills that have prepared you to serve as a member of a school board?
Well, obviously just being a parent, I think, and understanding some of the struggles of the kids, having been a substitute teacher in the past, working with kids in elementary schools and understanding what it takes in a classroom for the teacher to be able to handle the class, to be able to stand up and teach, to be able to look through lesson plans, so have experience, life experience in I would say all facets that would be demanded of me. Just going back to the original intent of the school board is to be a group of citizens that are not just a check and balance on the public school system, but a representative of the citizenry, of the taxpayers, and a representative of the state. And I think I fit all of those, I certainly work with a lot of state statutes in my current job in the food industry. And, so understanding some of those policies and how the legislature operates, and the, you know, the fact that they stood in with Act 20 to try to intervene in the early grades with kids. Like, I think that's positive. I wish it weren't necessary. You know, I think most of us would agree at the end of the day, what's really important is the education for our kids. That is having kids competent in all grades and setting the standards high. I think that's what people in general want. They want their kids to have a great education. They want our schools to be able to teach the kids the basic math, the basic reading, and when they get out into the world, that they're prepared for college or they're prepared for real life. And you've probably seen some of the statistics. Only about 30% of our kids are career college ready right now. We've got to improve that. And I would say the last thing in my career that's really been preparing me for this is just my the sheer amount of effort I've had to put into continuous improvement, not only in the factories or the cheese plants where I worked, but now in my current role of serving the food industry as a whole. And, you know, whether it's canning, whether it's meat, whether it's cheese, butter, you know, milk, you know, wherever that path leads of serving that industry and helping the continuous improvement of that, of the standards. And that's probably where I've spent the last dozen, over probably 15 years but that's just a part of who I am and bringing that to the table. So I think that's going to be really valuable for us.
We're with Steve Rajeski here on a Community Comment today, a candidate in the Beaver Dam School Board race alongside Isaac Dornfeld, who will be joining us tomorrow again on Community Comment, and Chad Prevey and Mary Koontz, the incumbents there, along with Isaac Dornfeld in that race. And Steve, if elected to the school board, you mentioned education, getting kids college ready is important to you. What else are some of your priorities, if elected to the school board, that you hope to see changed or put into place if elected to the school board?
Simple things, simple math, simple reading. There's right now the teachers, the admins in the school want the parents involved. Most parents I know want to be involved and care. And just for example, how math is taught in middle school, high school, a lot of parents have complained, and I was one of the complaining parents, that the way they teach math today is different than how I was taught. And so it alienates the parents from being able to help the kids with the math, because if I taught my daughters how I did math, I could help them get the right answer and show their work, but they would get it marked wrong if they used the method that I showed them. Now, that's simple. I understand that Prairie View is teaching multiple ways to do math and giving kids multiple opportunities to learn it, and I think that's great. I think that's where we need to be. I hate to say it like this, but we are the adults in the room, and we have to get that corrected. We have to have kids that are not just competent in math when they graduate, but adding in some of that financial intelligence to curb some of the bankruptcies, some of the repossession of people's cars, foreclosures on homes. Those things being at all-time highs, and you can look back and can see that we, as a public school system, could very well be contributing in a more positive way and ought to be to our kids' financial intelligence. Those are big things for me. Just back to the basics in reading and math, making sure that kids have real-life math locked in. Being able to read at grade level competencies. Now, I know there is a lot of work being done on that, and I know with Act 20, there's required weekly reviews on the reading, And I think all of those are positive. I wish the state legislature wouldn't have had to intervene, because I think at the end of the day, we can get the job done here. I think we have some great teachers. I think we have some great admins. I think we have great parents. I think the students want, at the end of the day, I think if you ask them if they wanted to be competent in life, you probably wouldn't get anybody that would say no. And so I think we all kind of want the same things. How we approach it is different. But at the end of the day, the education for those kids is a top priority for not just our community, but the future of our country. Financially, otherwise, being able to be frugal and competent with handling finances is a big one for me. Reading comprehension, all of those are huge. So those are top priorities. How we accomplish those, I think the teachers being on the front line in the classroom need more support in being able to create a structured environment where the kids can learn without distraction. And some of the complaints of the parents are the cell phones in classes, et cetera, disruptive students, and being able to handle that in a way that treats the kids with dignity and respect, but also that those teachers are treated with dignity and respect by the students. And I think the foundations of that are critical to the education system that we have, and making sure that that's taken care of.
In your opinion, do you feel like the district should be reevaluating how it goes about selecting its curriculum for the schools here in Beaver Dam, or do you feel like there is changes that need to be done in that process?
No, I definitely think we need to take a hard look at the curriculum and make sure that we are using the best practices. When I'm teaching in industry or at the university, like my whole mindset is on best practices. Like, what can we do that creates the best possible outcome for the student here in the class when they go back into real life to be able to apply it into real life? Yes, 100%. Looking at the curriculum, there are some people that disagree with me on that say we have a strong curriculum. And I'm not saying that we don't in some areas. However, when you look at the results of, across the board, I pulled the statistics off the DPI website. And again, in our middle school, our high school, just for example, in the high school in 2022-2023, for all the students, we had 36.7% of our high school students below basic in mathematics, 22-23. And as I said before, 23-24, they changed the standards, lowered them, so you can't compare. But, going back to 2010, 2011, we had 15.7% of the kids were minimal performance, 45%, 45.8% were basic reading level. We only had 38.5% of the kids that were proficient or advanced. So it really, in the last 15 years, that has been a stagnated statistic. I know Prairie View, I know Lincoln, I saw something just to add in, one of the other things that I think is really great that I'd like to see more of was Mrs. Ashbrook did that presentation at the last school board meeting with the students from Lincoln, and they were singing songs and just in general raising the pride level of our kids in the school. I never had the best facilities in the schools that I attended, but we had a lot of pride in what we had and taking care of it. We had pride in the results. And I think just fostering that and pouring gas on it, I think that's what we should be doing to improve the results. I'm a big fan of just the kids being proud of you don't always have to have the best facilities, but taking care of it and just having some pride in what you do, I think goes a long way.
We're with, again, Steve Rajeski here on Community Comment, running for a seat on the Beaver Dam School Board. Just a few more minutes left here on our Community Comment program this afternoon. With that time, Steve, I just want to ask, when people head to the polls on April 1st, why should they mark down Steve Rajeski for a spot, one of the three spots there on the Beaver Dam School Board?
Well, I bring new blood. I bring new ideas. I bring a high level of energy and competency. I care. Like, I really care about the results. And that's a sincere desire for our entire system to improve. Somebody said, well, you know, you're advocating for, you know, the people to leave the district and go to Christian school or homeschool. And, you know, there has been an exodus from the public school system, people going to homeschooling and people going to private schools and Christian schools. And it's with good reason. They want the best education for their kids that can be provided. And if I really were just wanting people to leave the public schools, I would never run for a school board. But I want the public schools to provide the highest level of education possible because I'm paying for it. I'm a taxpayer. I'm paying for, I'm giving my money, not so freely, to the district to use as best as they see fit. And I think we can improve that. And I want to be a part of that process to improve it. I want to be a part of that process. I want to be a contributor. I want to be a positive influence and a positive contributor to the board. And I just think the convergence of my life skills and where I am in my life and, you know, just my experience, I think I'll make a great member of the school board and a great addition. I have some good ideas, and it's not just that. I think my willingness to put the effort in, an extra effort in, I will be bringing that to the school board as well. And, you know, being able to listen to what's going on and listen to the parents and listen to the teachers and the admins and just try to get to the solutions that are going to be the best and provide the best education for the kids. That's really my core, who I am. So.
And there's an opportunity here this week, I believe this Thursday, that members of the community can take part in and do a Q&A with you to get to learn a little bit more about you, right, Steve?
Yeah, for those that would be interested in coming in and doing a Q&A, I have my email address out there, steverajeski@gmail.com, or you can go to Steve Rajeski BD Board on my Facebook page. And I am going to have a community comment, a place to ask questions. It's a, you know, there's going to be some ground rules for respect that the people that would attend are going to be respectful. And I'm going to be posting that on my BD board page. And, but yeah, it's this year, the Chamber of Commerce isn't having a candidate forum. So I just decided to put myself out there and give people an opportunity to come in and meet me in person if they haven't already and ask questions in person and hear other people ask questions. So I think it'll be a great opportunity for people.
Great. I want to thank, again, our guest here on Community Comment today, a candidate for the Beaver Dam School Board, Steve Rajeski, for joining us on the program this afternoon. Steve, again, thank you so much for taking the time here on Community Comment.
I appreciate it, Kevin. Thanks for the time.
And again, we'll have Isaac Dornfeld here on Community Comment tomorrow discussing the school board race. But again, that will do it for today's Community Comment.
You've heard of Survivor, man versus